The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com. Hello and welcome to episode number 232 of the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Today we'll be reading Psalms chapters 72 through 77. Yesterday I mistakenly said that we would be ending on chapter 72, but we only made it to 71. So today we'll pick up at 72 and read through to chapter 77 of the book of Psalms. So let's begin. Psalms chapter 72. For Solomon. O God, grant the king the ability to make just decisions. Grant the king's son the ability to make fair decisions. Then he will judge your people fairly and your oppressed ones equitably. The mountains will bring news of peace to the people, and the hills will announce justice. He will defend the oppressed among the people. He will deliver the children of the poor and crush the oppressor. People will fear you as long as the sun and moon remain in the sky for generation after generation. He will descend like rain on the mown grass, like showers that drench the earth. During his days the godly will flourish. Peace will prevail as long as the moon remains in the sky. May he rule from sea to sea and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. Before him the coastlands will bow down and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the coastlands will offer gifts. The kings of Sheba and Seba will bring tribute. All kings will bow down to him. All nations will serve him. For he will rescue the needy when they cry out for help, and the oppressed who have no defender. He will take pity on the poor and needy. The lives of the needy he will save. From harm and violence he will defend them. He will value their lives. May he live. May they offer him gold from Sheba. May they continually pray for him. May they pronounce blessings on him all day long. May there be an abundance of grain in the earth. On the tops of the mountains may it sway. May its fruit trees flourish like the forests of Lebanon. May its crops be as abundant as the grass of the earth. May his fame endure. May his dynasty last as long as the sun remains in the sky. May they use his name when they formulate their blessings. May all the nations consider him to be favored by God. The Lord God, the God of Israel, deserves praise. He alone accomplishes amazing things. His glorious name deserves praise forevermore. May his majestic splendor fill the whole earth. We agree. We agree. This collection of the prayers of David, son of Jesse, ends here. Psalms chapter 73, a psalm by Asaph. Certainly God is good to Israel and to those whose motives are pure. But as for me, my feet almost slipped. My feet almost slid out from under me. For I envied those who are proud as I observed the prosperity of the wicked. For they suffer no pain. Their bodies are strong and well fed. They are immune to the trouble common to men. They do not suffer as other men do. Arrogance is their necklace, and violence their clothing. Their prosperity causes them to do wrong. Their thoughts are sinful. They mock and say evil things. They proudly threaten violence. They speak as if they rule in heaven and lay claim to the earth. Therefore they have more than enough food to eat and even suck up the water of the sea. They say, "How does God know what we do? Is the Sovereign One aware of what goes on? Take a good look. This is what the wicked are like. Those who always have it so easy and get richer and richer. I concluded, surely in vain I have kept my motives pure and maintained a pure lifestyle. I suffer all day long and am punished every morning. If I had publicized these thoughts, I would have betrayed your loyal followers. When I tried to make sense of this, it was troubling to me. Then I entered the precincts of God's temple and understood the destiny of the wicked. Surely you put them in slippery places. You bring them down to ruin. How desolate they become in a mere moment. Terrifying judgments make their demise complete. They are like a dream after one wakes up. O Lord, when you awake, you will despise them. Yes, my spirit was bitter and my insides felt sharp pain. I was ignorant and lacked insight. I was as senseless as an animal before you. But I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me by your wise advice, and then you will lead me to a position of honor. Whom do I have in heaven but you? I desire no one but you on earth. My flesh and my heart may grow weak, but God always protects my heart and gives me stability. Yes, look, those far from you die. You destroy everyone who is unfaithful to you. But as for me, God's presence is all I need. I have made the Sovereign Lord my shelter, as I declare all the things you have done. Psalms chapter 74, a well-written song by Asaph. Why, O God, have you permanently rejected us? Why does your anger burn against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your people whom you acquired in ancient times, whom you rescued so they could be your very own nation, as well as Mount Zion where you dwell. Hurry and look at the permanent ruins and all the damage the enemy has done to the temple. Your enemies roar in the middle of your sanctuary. They set up their battle flags. They invade like lumberjacks, swinging their axes in a thick forest. And now they are tearing down all its engravings with axes and crowbars. They set your sanctuary on fire. They desecrate your dwelling place by knocking it to the ground. They say to themselves, "We will oppress all of them." They burn down all the places where people worship God in the land. We do not see any signs of God's presence. There are no longer any prophets, and we have no one to tell us how long this will last. How long, O God, will the adversary hurl insults? Will the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Why do you remain inactive? Intervene and destroy him. But God has been my king from ancient times, performing acts of deliverance on the earth. You destroyed the sea by your strength. You shattered the heads of the sea monster in the water. You crushed the heads of Leviathan. You fed him to the people who live along the coast. You broke open the spring and the stream. You dried up perpetually flowing rivers. You established the cycle of day and night. You put the moon and sun in place. You set up all the boundaries of the earth. You created the cycle of summer and winter. Remember how the enemy hurls insults, O Lord, and how a foolish nation blasphemes your name. Do not hand the life of your dove over to a wild animal. Do not continue to disregard the lives of your oppressed people. Remember your covenant promises, for the dark regions of the earth are full of places where violence rules. Do not let the afflicted be turned back in shame. Let the oppressed and poor praise your name. Rise up, O God, defend your honor. Remember how fools insult you all day long. Do not disregard what your enemies say, or the unceasing shouts of those who defy you. Psalms chapter 75. For the music director, according to the Altashketh style, a psalm of Asaph, a song. We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks. You reveal your presence. People tell about your amazing deeds. God says, "At the appointed times, I judge fairly. When the earth and all its inhabitants dissolve in fear, I make its pillars secure." Selah. I say to the proud, "Do not be proud," and to the wicked, "Do not be so confident of victory. Do not be so certain you have won. Do not speak with your head held so high, for victory does not come from the east or west or from the wilderness, for God is the judge. He brings one down and exalts another. For the Lord holds in his hand a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices and pours it out. Surely all the wicked of the earth will slurp it up and drink it to its very last drop. As for me, I will continually tell what you have done. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. God says, I will bring down all the power of the wicked. The godly will be victorious. Psalms chapter 76. For the music director, to be accompanied by stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song. God has revealed himself in Judah. In Israel, his reputation is great. He lives in Salem. He dwells in Zion. There he shattered the arrows, the shield, the sword, and the rest of the weapons of war. Selah. You shine brightly and reveal your majesty as you descend from the hills where you killed your prey. The brave-hearted were plundered. They fell asleep. All the warriors were helpless. At the sound of your battle cry, O God of Jacob, both rider and horse fell asleep. You are awesome. Yes, you. Who can withstand your intense anger? From heaven you announced what their punishment would be. The earth was afraid and silent when God arose to execute judgment and to deliver all the oppressed of the earth. Selah. Certainly your angry judgment upon men will bring your praise. You reveal your anger in full measure. Make vows to the Lord your God and repay them. Let those who surrounded him bring tribute to the Awesome One. He humbles princes. The kings of the earth regard him as awesome. Psalms chapter 77. For the music director, Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. I will cry out to God and call for help. I will cry out to God and he will pay attention to me. In my time of trouble, I sought the Lord. I kept my hand raised in prayer throughout the night. I refused to be comforted. I said, I will remember God while I groan. I will think about him while my strength leaves me. Selah. You held my eyelids open. I was troubled and could not speak. I thought about the days of old, about ancient times. I said, during the night, I will remember the song I once sang. I will think very carefully. I tried to make sense of what was happening. I asked, "Will the Lord reject me forever? Will He never again show me His favor? Has His loyal love disappeared forever? Has His promise failed forever? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has His anger stifled His compassion?" Then I said, "I am sickened by the thought that the Sovereign One might become inactive. I will remember the amazing things You did long ago. I will reflect upon Your deeds. O God, Your deeds are extraordinary. What God can compare to our great God? You are the God who does amazing things. You have revealed Your strength among the nations. You delivered Your people by Your strength, the children of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The waters saw You, O God. The waters saw You and trembled. Yes, the depths of the sea shook with fear. The clouds poured down rain. The skies thundered. Yes, Your arrows flashed about. Your thunderous voice was heard in the wind. The lightning bolts lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. You walked through the sea. You passed through the surging waters, but left no footprints. You led Your people like a flock of sheep by the hand of Moses and Aaron." What a great chapter that last one was. In the beginning, Asaph says, "Has God forgotten me? Is God gone? Is He no longer there? Is He no longer active?" And then he said to himself, in essence, "How silly of me." He says, "I will make an effort. I will think of the good things. I will think of what God has done." And then he goes on to praise God. I know there have been many times in my life where I thought, "Is God even there?" But faith says, "No, I'm going to make a conscious decision to have faith in God and to praise God and to follow God." Great chapter. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. I look forward, as always, to seeing you again tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.